the world, no matter how hard we try, we get the weight of the world, we get things that are out there, heaviness, time, pressure. Come on, there's things that sometimes weigh us down. But I'm here to tell you tonight, recognize the greatness of your God. I want to live in victory, hallelujah. I want to walk in victory, hallelujah. I want to celebrate the goodness of my God. I'm not going to let nothing in the world take that joy from me. He's good. He's good all the time. He's great, hallelujah. There's no one like Him. There's no name above His name. There's no name above His name. I will give you praise, hallelujah. I will shout your glory, because great is your name. Come on, sing, yeah, yeah, how great. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Forgive us, God, hallelujah. Forgive us, Father God, hallelujah. Lord, that we get caught up so much, dear Lord, in so many things and problems, God. But God, Lord, that we be caught up in you, God. That we be caught up in your greatness. That we be overwhelmed by your greatness, hallelujah, of who you are. Whom shall I fear, hallelujah? Whom shall I be afraid, hallelujah? The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my might. He's my salvation. He's my light in dark places, hallelujah. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because my God, who's great, is with me. Lord, we glorify your name. Come on, give him one more praise. Hallelujah. Come on, shout out, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. Children may go to their classes. Hallelujah. Do you love the Lord?
Yes.
I said, do you love
him? Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray, hallelujah. My heart and prayer is that we don't go through motions of church. But we set our hearts to God, that we recognize Him, hallelujah. And that we be aware of Him, hallelujah. And who He is and what He does. That we don't go through life without that awareness. Come on, amen. Come on, I'm here to tell you, I feel that. I've been feeling this the past 3 weeks. I really felt, and then we've talked about this, hallelujah, that Jesus, as He went to His disciples, and he asked them before they went, He says to pray, hallelujah, that you fall not into temptation. So I want you to know that He's declared that before, that He went to the cross, but He was declaring something, hallelujah, that we to recognize, to pray, to stay in that place of intimacy. That you don't fall into temptation. That you don't fall into the system in the world where that it carries you away and it causes you to lose focus on God. Because you could see the rhythm of it. Come on, hallelujah. Where that you go and you put your hours in, your day in, your 40 hours, and it goes and it repeats and it cycles. And we get slid right into that thing. And in that way that we lose awareness of the greatness of God because of the life. Come on, help me tonight. Because of life. Because sometimes the heaviness that wears to us and it gets on us whether we like it or not. We come here and as we lift up His name, I want you to know, like my brother said, that he felt that something happens whenever it washes over you. Hallelujah. It washes off me. It begins to loosen me. The things that grip me, the things that I focus on. I begin to focus on the greatness of my God. His name's above every name. In the power of His might. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that you bring us to the place. Hallelujah. That we continue to walk in the awareness, God, of your greatness. And we step aside. Hallelujah. And let you be God. Let you do what you do. Hallelujah. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you, my brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. I want to share something with you. And it says in the Word of God, it says in Psalms 23, y'all know it. Come on, say y'all know it. Psalms 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. Y'all know the whole thing. But I'm going to jump down here and it says, yea, And this is one that we hold on to. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Come on, what does it declare? That I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You are with me. But I want you to hear something, because, listen, I want you to see something. I want you to recognize something, that we have to take that the estimate of ourselves. We have to stop and be aware that am I going through these things? Because it says that I will go through valleys and shadows and go through them. Tell somebody, through them. We go through things in our lives. But God says, I'm with you. Amen. I'm with you. Tell your neighbor, He's with you.
Hallelujah.
But are you with Him? So I want you to know that God never leaves us nor forsakes us. But I want you to know that sometimes what we do is I check out. Come on, we check out. Sometimes we lose that awareness. We lose that recognition of how great He is, because we get caught with things and things catch us and something gets put on us. And sometimes it's some things that we don't ask for and they get put on us by somebody else, or something comes on us and the enemy will sneak in and begin to add things. Come on, amen. Add weights and heaviness and weariness and begin burdens and begin to place them upon us that we continue to carry. We begin to continue to carry on our own. But I want you to know that we got to recognize that I need to walk through them with God. Amen. I need to walk through them, because we go through things, and I need to be aware that I'm walking through it with God. So we're going to look here in Luke 19. I want you to help me tonight, and I want you to continue to pray for us. We got a long drive tonight. Keep us in prayer. We're preaching in Fremont tomorrow at 10:30, so we got a 3-hour drive tonight. I'm not driving at all, but you know. So we got a girl, young lady, that can drive with a license now. So, choo-choo. She goes, Dad, I can't drive past midnight. It's only a half hour. It's 3 hours to get there. So by the time we leave, it'll probably be almost midnight. So we'll pull over and I'll drive the last 15 minutes. We're good with that. Amen. I'll take it from here, baby. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, let's look at Luke 19. I want you to hear this. I want you to see that the Lord I love reading this. I love looking at this scripture, and I like it quickening to me, and I like it to speak to me, and it speaks to me in so many different times, because sometimes I want you to know that this is where we need to be, because we need to recognize who He is to me. I need to recognize who He is to me. Tell your neighbor, who is Jesus to you? See, I want you to know that it doesn't matter what He is to somebody else, that I need to know Him for who He is to me. See, because that's where it changes everything. If I know that He's with me through that, and I'm with Him through whatever I go through, I need to know that. I need to recognize that. I need to be in that place of awareness. And I want you to know that we go through lives. And I said this, that we go through life. And in 19:1 it says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. He entered and passed through. Come on, amen. I want you to see this, that He went through. And there was a guy that was there that seen Him go through. But I want you to understand this, that Jesus was there. He was going through. Come on, amen. And Jericho speaks to me of, it speaks of palms. And palms speak of victory. Tell someone, victory. I want you to know that He wants to go through victory with you. Come on, amen. He wants to take you by the hand. Come on. He wants to take you by the hand, and He wants to walk through these things with you. Hallelujah. That you recognize His greatness. Hallelujah. That He's above. I want you to know that you don't recognize this on the sidelines. Come on. I want you to see that Zacchaeus, where are you going? Don't walk away. No, I'm joking. Zacchaeus was over here, and Jesus went through. He didn't go through with Jesus, but He was on the sidelines. I want you to see this and see how powerful it is, because I don't want to go through things and let Him just go through that, but I want to go through it with Him. I want to recognize that He's with me. I want to walk through these things with Him. I don't want to face my day without Him. Hallelujah. I don't want to wake up in the morning. Hallelujah. And breathe my breath without knowing it's God that gave me the breath. Hallelujah. That breathes life into me. Hallelujah. That brings victory. Victory my way. Hallelujah. I don't want to pass by. I don't want Him to pass by my life in my moments, because we experience moments in our lives. And there's different moments in our lives. But I want you to know, I want God to be the center of the moments of my life. The center of the moments of my life. Because that's all you got. Because you look back in life and you remember the moments. And so many times we get caught up in all the bad moments. The things that cripple us. The things that hurt us. Things that break us down. The times that we've went through things without. You got a towel for me? Oh, I thought you got to be a towel. I got to do a little bit more cardio. You got to work with me, Brother Dan. Amen. Come on. What's that? Yeah, I might need one. I don't want to get everybody wet from my sweat. It says it's anointing. He entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man, and his name was Zacchaeus, which was the chief among publicans, and he was rich. Tell someone he was rich. He had possessions. Some of us possess so many things. We've been talking about this, how that the rich young ruler was not willing to give up his possessions, that he had great possessions that possessed him. And sometimes I want you to know that we say, well, I ain't rich, so I'm good to go. But I want you to know there's some things that we hold on to so dear that possess us. And sometimes I want you to know that we're not willing to let those things go. It'll begin to possess your joy, your peace, your hope, your love. It'll begin to separate you from what God has called us to do. To pull us away from that point. So I want you to see that he was at that place where he had richer possessions. But I want you to recognize something, because he was at the place where there was something in his heart. Do you know that this is what God does? I keep getting a poke from people. Sometimes they poke me. I don't even know how to poke somebody. Do you? You know how to poke people on Facebook? Do you know how to do it? You have to teach me, because I don't know how to poke somebody. But here, I know you know that God knows how to poke you. That's it. He knows how to poke me, man. Come on, because he always brings you back to center. He always brings me to that place, because sometimes things overwhelm us. Sometimes we get overburdened, and we're supposed to be overflowing. He wants me to live in abundance. He wants me to live out of the overflow of who he is. And so sometimes he needs to poke me. And I want you to know that whether Zacchaeus knew this or not, but God was poking, because the Spirit of God is what draws us. And I want you to know that at that moment when God begins to poke you, that tonight when God speaks to your heart about the intimacy and drawing near to him, I pray that he pokes us. He pokes us and he draws us. He begins to quicken us to come closer, to come. Come, all those that are heavy laden. That's a poke that you're hearing this. You're carrying this on your own. You're carrying this without me. You're going through this without me. Without recognizing I'm with you. You're carrying this weight. Come on, how many of you have been there? Come on, amen. And he says, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, and he was rich. And verse 3 says, and he sought to see Jesus for who he was. That's what we need to be, at a place where each one of us seek him for who he is to you. What does he mean to me? What does he mean to me at this very moment right now? What is the worth that is upon my heart for God? Where do I place him? Don't get heavy on me. Come on. It's God poking us. That's the love of a father, that he calls us back. Come on back. He says, come on back. Waiting for us to run unto him for strength, for hope, for purpose. And he says, and he to see him for he was. He sought to see him. I want you to recognize this. I want to stay here too long, but I want you to see that I have to see him for who he is to me, not out of somebody else's walk with God, but with my walk with God. So I want you to know he went to the cross that he died. He went to the cross that you could have a place, that you would have a place with him, that there would be a place of intimacy. There was a place of fellowship that you and him could have, that you can recognize, hallelujah, in the midst of your storms, hallelujah, that you don't have to keep your head down, but you can lift up your head and you say that God before me, who could be against you? I want you to know that that's the heart of the Father. That's why he went to the cross, that he could prepare a place, that he could bring you to the place whether you could receive that fellowship in that relationship with him, that you could stay in that place, hallelujah, that you don't have to run out of that place. Stay in the midst of that place in that fellowship with God. And he says, they sought him to see him, and he could not for the press. I want to deal with these because he was a little stature. There's press. I want you to know there was three things that he had. He was rich. He had great possessions. And sometimes those possessions are spirits. that we don't even recognize that try to pull us away. Or sometimes they're lust. But sometimes I want you to know that sometimes it's the most unrecognizable things that we let into our lives. It's like ideas. It's ideas of whatever you might have of God. Tell your neighbor, God is good. I want this church to be a church to say that no matter what, that we know that God is good. That it comes out of our very being. David said that I would have failed if I would have not known the goodness of God. If I did not be aware, if I was not awakened to the goodness of God, I would have failed. I would have been overcome. So we can see this, and we can see that it was that place of possession, spirits and lust, ideas, things that get a hold of you. Maybe somebody said, this is why I need to know for who I am. Because sometimes, there's so many times that I've taken this and because people or something, an idea of God they placed upon you. How many of you have ever experienced that? Anybody? Come on, a bad image of who God was that try to possess you, try to hold on to you. I want you to know it'll keep you grounded. It'll keep you pulled back. It'll keep you from going through it because you're afraid to let go. Because you're not sure if maybe God will be there because maybe I'm not good enough. Or maybe I'm not worthy. Or maybe this thing was in my past that I couldn't do that. Or you recognize that idea or what somebody says more than you have God's word that He's good. So these were some things that were taking hold of Zacchaeus that he was questioning his life. But he was poked by God. Hallelujah. He was poked by God. He was made aware of that he was passing through. And he says, and these little, he had, the other one was the press. And that word press means multitude. It means multitude. I want us to see that sometimes we talked about this last week, but what FOMO is. They did a study of that people deal with FOMO. What FOMO is? Fear of missing out. Fear of missing out of. And what that does is it gets you overspent. Gets couples and marriages overspent to try to get us to be involved in everything that we can. Sometimes those things look so good, but sometimes what they do is they overspend us. Sometimes we put so much on our calendars that we overdo our calendars, that we put so many things. So I want you to know that sometimes the crowd will try to keep you from seeing Him, who He is, who He wants to be to you. And what that does is it'll cause you to phase, it'll cause you to weaken, it'll cause you to lose that strength because you're not focused on Him. And it'll get us, that's the world that sometimes, the system of the world that'll try to pull you back and lull you to sleep and try to get you into the motions of everything else. And that's what the multitude does, that no matter what, that sometimes you want to get there, but you can't break through that multitude, that thing, because of everything else that's in front of you. And the other one was little stature. And little stature is everything that every one of us experienced this. I'm 6'4", but I experienced little stature. Sometimes it's the fear of what someone might think of you. Whether or not you're a success. The older you get, the more you recognize it. Help me, somebody. Somebody over 50. Sometimes you take account. Before that, you really don't. You're just going through life. But then you get to a point where you're like, and you focus on those things. Come on. But that little stature, that place of little stature where that he says, comparing to others. It's a comparing to others. I want you to see that, listen, the enemy wants you to compare to others, because when we begin to compare ourselves to somebody else's life, we lose our lives. See, I want you to know that Jesus went to the cross for my life. For me. You get that? You good? I got to get a drink anyways. We all good, right? Oh, she was getting Renee. Renee, you're being beckoned. You're being poked. Listen, comparing to others, how the world sees me. But then I want you to see here, this, and he says, and when Jesus came to the, it says, and then he, because he was a little stature, and it says, and he ran before and he climbed up a sycamore tree to see him. I want you to know that something caught him. I want you to just stop for a second and realize that here's God continually provoking us to come to him. And I want you to know it was in a way that he did to somebody else, that he blessed somebody else, that this is what he was causing, that if he did it for this man, and we could see in the scripture before this, where that there was a blind man that couldn't see, that was blind, he was a beggar, he was on the side of the road, he was begging for deliverance, and he was crying out to Jesus, and it says that before he passed through, Jesus went through, but before he went through Jericho, he met somebody that didn't let him go through the victory without him. And this was this blind beggar. He was not going to let Jesus go through victory without him. He was going to get a hold of him. Despite the crowd, despite his deficit of his lack of what we don't have, he was determined to get to Jesus. No matter what anybody else says, because I want to see him for who he is to me, and I can't because I'm blind. But I got to see him for who he is. He was determined. I want you to know that I want my heart to be that way. I want my heart to be that way, that I'm determined that no matter what crowd, no matter what stature, no matter what is in front of me, I got to see him for who he is in the midst of my life right now. I want to walk through victories with God. I want to experience the goodness of God. I want to taste and see that God is good. I don't want to hear about it. Come on, amen. I want to hear about it, but I want to taste and see that God is good. So here he was, and I want you to know that he was probably on the sidelines. He was probably one of the ones that was in the crowd. And he's seen him do this to Jesus, to this young man, this man, that he was healed, that he could see. And he says, Jesus looked at him, he says, I don't know, but I want you to know that it's sometimes like even in the midst of a crowd like right here, that when you see God do something for somebody and it stirs your heart, that if he did it for them, could he do it for me? I've seen God set people free when I was younger. And I knew that he could do it. But I had to come to a place where I needed for me. I wanted to see who he was. And as Jesus took hold of that blind man's hand, he said, your faith has given you sight. Your belief in me. Your awareness of me. And not letting me go through without you. Listen, I believe that he wasn't ready at that moment. Something got him. These things get to us. They wear us down. But I want you to know that he was waiting for his return. He's waiting for him to come back. And it says that at that moment, he wasn't going to let a moment pass him by. He wasn't going to let another breath come out of his mouth. He wasn't going to stop, let a heartbeat beat without reaching out to say, I need to see him for who he is. There has to be this determination. And when God speaks that, I want you to know that it's your first step. As you step out, as you take that first step, God will give you the strength. It's that faith and believing in him. It's not just waiting for it to happen. No, it's moving towards God. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. He will meet you where you're at. It's that faith and believing. Come on, sometimes that's the hardest thing to do. We got to get past all those things. Sometimes you come here. Sometimes we come to this place that we go through the motions. But I want you to know, we can't walk out without recognizing the greatness of our God. Hallelujah. I don't want to let a moment pass me by. I don't want to let a moment pass me by without recognizing that you're great, God. You're great. That's who you are. So he was at that place and he was there and he ran, he climbed a tree, he jumped up on it. I want to let you guys know I can do that. I do got a knee brace on right now, but that's all right. But he jumped up, he ran, he climbed up that tree to see him for who he was. I want you to know that that's what we need. Sometimes I want you, this right here is what we need to climb up to see him for who he is. Sometimes even coming to church is coming to that moment where that we get caught up with things that we can't. We got to break through. We got to get in this place. We got to climb up that tree. We got to lift up our hands. Hallelujah. When I feel like it and when I don't. Hallelujah. When I waver to the left or the right, I need to lift up my hands and bless his name and recognize that. And those things begin to wash away. Becomes routine. Becomes something that we know, a habit that we do. We got to get to God. I got to get to God. When you face the troubles, that it's instinct. When someone says to you, oh, you don't know what's going through. Oh, yes, I'm going to pray for you right now. Because we know the greatness of our God. He wants you to recognize it. He wants you to recognize it. That you can reach out to those that are lost, those that are hurting, those that are broken. And let them see the greatness of God that you know. What's the songs of church sometimes? Sometimes the people aren't, we go through motions, we go through all these things. We hear about it, but we need to know who He is. And when you know who He is to you, you'll begin to declare it. You'll begin to reach out and bless those ones. Amen? So He says this. But He was outside that victory and He climbed. Isaiah 40, 29, 31. Let me read this to you. Give me a second, all right? We don't have a snack for you tonight, so... Is that all right? I'm going to give you a snack right now. Amen? He says, Isaiah 40, 29. You all know this. And He says, He gives power to the faint, to the faint. He gives power to the faint. He gives power to the faint. Those that are running, those that were there, those that were... He was ready to climb up that tree that He was running there. He was getting to that place that... It was out of that moment. And He says, and then I have no might. That has no might, He will increase it. It's in your weaknesses. It's in that moment, hallelujah. That in that weakness place, in that place where you seek Him, when you don't always feel like it, it's in that moment where God gets the glory. When He lifts you up out of that miry clay, out of that pit, out of that horrible place, hallelujah. And He says, and He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, He increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they, hallelujah. I want you to recognize they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Those that want to see Him for who He is to them, hallelujah. Those that want to break through the chaos and the problems in the past and say, it's all about You, Jesus, hallelujah. It's nothing else, nothing else. It's not about the crowd. It's not about the multitude, those things trying to press in on me, pressing in on me. It's not about that. I can't let it be about the short stature that keeps me from You. Whatever those things are that try to pull us, to keep us from Him. So I want to make this about You, Lord. He says, they that wait upon the Lord, they renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not grow weary. And they shall walk and shall not faint. I want you to see this, that something happened within this man the moment he began to leap and run towards the Father. As he began to run to Jesus in that moment. I want you to know that so many times we get caught off our feet and we go right back to the same thing. But I want you to know, no more. Come on, amen. They that wait upon the Lord, I need my strength renewed. Hallelujah. Day by day. Every day. We can't let these things pull us or drag us down, press in. And he says that to see Him, for He was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, say that place. I just want to finish with this, but I want you to recognize this. He says they come to that place. And this has really been speaking to my heart. Because I know that it's in that place that they that wait upon, those that are twisted together, it's a place that He's prepared for me. So many times we've taken a scripture that I want you to know that God's prepared a place for us beyond this moment right now. We all know that. But I want you to know that He died for more than just that someday. He died for you today. He prepared a place for you and me today. And not just salvation, but to be ours. He just doesn't do salvation. He is salvation. Tell your neighbor, He is salvation. Daily. I need saved every day, not once. I need God to save me every day. Hallelujah. I need God to rescue me every moment, every minute. I need to be aware of that. I need Your salvation. I need You to be God in my life. I need to get out of the way. And then John, it says this, and you guys take this home, but we do read these in funerals. But I think this is the thing, and Jesus said this, He says, let not your hearts be troubled. You that believe in Me, believe also in Me. Believe in God, believe in Me also. In My Father's house are many mansions. Mansions speak of an abode, a habitation. Habitation. How many of you guys know that you are the temple of God? You are the temple of God. You're the habitation where that God wants to abide. And He says, He says, and if it were not so, I would not have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. I want you to take that right now, every one of us. He's prepared a place for you. Listen. And he says, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you'll be also. He says, and whether I know or whether I go, you know the way you know. Whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Basically, he says, listen, you got to know. You know me, you'll know the way. And Thomas, of course, Thomas says, he says, Lord, I don't know where you're going. I don't know where you're going. I want you to know that's what the world does. It gets us lost where that we get confused and we don't recognize where he is. And he says, and Jesus said, he says, I want you to know that I am the way. Come on. I am the truth and I'm the life. I am the way. I am the truth and I'm the life. And then Jesus came to that place. And he looked up and he saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. I want you to get this. For today, I must abide in your house. Jesus was declaring, I must abide in this place. Right here. Today. I want you to know he's prepared a place for every one of us to be intimate with him, to call upon his name. A place to be aware of his goodness. A place to restore our strength and to wait upon him and to recognize his greatness. In the midst of a fiery trial, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of a flood, that I can stand in that place that he prepared for me. I prepared a place for you. He says that there's a secret place that I've prepared. Look at it. Psalms 91:1. I've prepared a place, a secret place for you. It's your place. I don't want to forsake that place that we have together, me and him. It's our time today. I want you to know that tomorrow's today. He's not just waiting for you to come to heaven. He's waiting today. Hear my heart. Hear my heart. He's waiting today. Tell your neighbor today. Today, if you hear my voice. Today, if you recognize it. I want you to know that we begin to learn the voice of the Master. We begin to learn his voice. We're the sheep that we learn his voice. We begin to know his voice. We begin to know his whisper. And when the enemy tries to declare things, that we recognize his voice. Why? Because I've been in that place with him. I've been in that place. And then it says, don't make haste. He says, don't make that must abide today. And it goes through the thing and it begins to declare. And the moment that he began to do that, I want you to know this is what intimacy does. And you could read this on your own. But intimacy brings you a place where that he was stumbling on himself to do what was right. He didn't try to do it. You know, that's the biggest thing sometimes is in our religion. We're outside of that place with him and intimacy. We try to do it in our own strength and we become religious. We try to serve God out of that place. Not in a place of intimacy. And we begin to stumble. We begin to try to do things. And we wear ourselves out. But in the midst of intimacy, it's not work, it's rest. He came to that place. No one told him he needed to do what he did. But he says, I need to pay back all those ones that I did this to. Something was restored. Why? Because he met him. They that wait upon the Lord will be renewed. He couldn't do it in his own strength. But he did it in God's strength because he met with the Father. He came eye to eye with him and he gave him the strength to do what he couldn't do. That's what we need to do. Come on, amen. That's what, if we give this message to people that are addicted, come on, we need to have that. Amen. We need to have that message to take hold of it. That are broken, that are hurt. They can recognize I don't need to do this in my strength. I do it in the Lord's. And it says he went and he restored all these things and he was telling God, I want to do this. I want to do this. Because why? There was a joy and peace within his heart. He didn't even know which way it was up a little bit ago. And this is what he says. I'm going to be done.
Come on, Dan. He says, make haste. He says, and he came down joyfully and he saw it and he murmured. He didn't pay attention to the murmuring. You know what? I want you to know when you're intimate with God, you're going to forget about the murmuring. Come on, everybody around you. Mumbling. Come on, amen. The enemy whispering in your ear. Come on. In that place of intimacy. Come on, the only voice you hear is the Father's. And he said, and Jesus said to him, this is the day. This is the day of salvation has come to your house. This is what he wants us to recognize. This is what he wants. Welcome the Holy Spirit to recognize salvation has come to my house. Come on. Not just once, but every single day. I need an appearing of Jesus Christ today, right now. Come on, amen. I need him right now. And he says, this is the day. He says, this is the house. I've come to this place, this house. For so much as he also is the son of Abraham, you've received the promises that all God has for you. Your family. You're my child. He said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Whatever been stolen, whatever been taken. That place of intimacy that was lost. I want you to know that we lost that place of fellowship when we were in the Garden of Eden. When the multitude, when the voices got to Adam and Eve. It got their attention. And they got through the motions. They were going through the motions, the routine. They didn't recognize them. Great, the mighty God Almighty was there. That he prepared a place for them, Mimsy, that they would abide. And he's brought us back to that place that is lost, that was made a wilderness, a garden. He turned it into a wilderness, the enemy did. But I want you to know Jesus went to the cross. And when they found him in a graveyard, they said, what are you doing here? And they thought he was the gardener. He turned a graveyard into a garden, into a place of intimacy, a place of life. Let's not forsake the fellowship. So as we stand to our feet, as we end this service, I just want us to lift our hearts up to God and see him for who he is. For who he is to you.
Great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God.
We have prayer available. If anybody desires prayer, hallelujah. You to come.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yeah, yes, Lord.
Speak to our hearts, Lord. Oh, make it all about you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. How great. How great. How great. Revealed, hallelujah, where hope is released, hallelujah, that I know the way, hallelujah, I don't have to try to find it, but I know the way because I'm in that place.
Lord, I pray right now that you strengthen us. I pray for a fire to begin to awaken right now in Jesus' name. I pray for a fire to be awakened. Poke us, God, hallelujah, that we'd be awakened to the goodness of God and your mercies. And we're your habitation. In your holy name we pray. And we'll declare with all our hearts that we are. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to give somebody a hug. Come on, bless somebody in Jesus' name. Bring a friend back next week. Amen. Come on Friday night. Let's fill that room up. Come on. Let's take hold of God. Amen.